Now, a story from back in July, which I think we told you about way back when, where New South Wales police got help from truckies. On Friday the 8th of July at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Traffic Highway Patrol Command from Gundagai engaged in a chase of an Audi sedan, which we did report on the Hume Highway. The vehicle reported by members of the public speeding for a short time. Shortly after it was detected, the pursuit reached speeds in excess of 200k in a 110 zone. Then the vehicle was sighted again, still travelling south on the Hume Highway near Holbrook, again at high speed. Police attempted to intercept the vehicle, however, when they were 20k north of Albury, and the driver of the Audi noticed a police vehicle ahead of him with flashing lights, parked off on the eastern side. The Audi driver has veered to the right across the grass centre median strip with the intention of making a U-ey, but became bogged. The driver has run from the vehicle to nearby bushland on the eastern side of the Hume Highway. Police had constantly been informed of the location by truckies using their UHF. Police saw the male driver from the Audi run into bushland and set up a perimeter so he could be apprehended. During this process, a truck driver who'd been overtaken by the Audi shortly before it passed police at the northern end of the perimeter. Now, the truck driver stopped his truck, yelled out to nearby police that he'd located the driver. Fearing this offender would escape, the truck driver stopped his truck, ran towards the offender, got hold of him as he tried to climb a fence. The offender, a 29-year-old from Fitzroy in Victoria, was arrested and taken to Albury Police Station, charged with dangerous driving, Sky's Law, learner driver not accompanied by a licensed driver, not displaying L plates, and so it goes on. He's been remanded in custody. Bail refused. Now, on the 28th of July, 20 days later, he appeared in Albury local court where he entered a guilty plea, was sentenced to 9 months in jail. He was fined $1,600 and disqualified from driving for 2 years. Police were able to identify the truck driver who assisted them with the apprehension and a second truck driver who provided considerable information on UHF two-way. Phil Brooks, Chief Inspector of New South Wales Traffic Highway Patrol, is on the line. G'day, Phil.
G'day, Ray.
Well, these two truckies need some sort of commendation, don't they?
Well, Ray, you're quite right. And on Saturday, our highway patrol fellow that was involved in that chase, who received such great help from these two truckies, went down to the Green Freight Depot in Wodonga, Victoria.
Mm.
And with the assistance of the general manager down there, Tim Carpels, presented yet another two official highway patrol torches to those two drivers that were both from the Green Freight Company, Brian Barthas and Jim Harrington.
Brian and Jim, now they work for the same company by coincidence.
Absolutely. So it's Green Freight, which we see on the Hume every day of the week, and we see them up here at Huntingwood also pulling various goods around the state of New South Wales and beyond. And again, we were very grateful for the assistance of these two drivers in taking this fellow off our roads, who's currently doing 5 months in custody thinking about his behaviour.
Mm.
And it was very good of these two drivers to give us that assistance that we needed at a very critical time. Otherwise, that fellow would have made good his escape.
Okay, now, the boys have sent me a photo from Highway Traffic Patrol of our two mates, Brian and Barry, I think you said.
Yeah.
Which one's... There's a bloke, a good-looking dude here with sunglasses on, another one with a Speedway Racing T-shirt. Who did the deed and jumped out of the cab and chased the bloke down?
Well, I believe it was Brian that managed to grab that offender and secure him, and Jim was able to relay that information via UHF radio. So
Okay. Without
their help, we wouldn't have been able to catch this fellow and put him before the court.
Beautiful. Good work to the boys. And I repeat, it's called Green Freight. Green Freight. And Green Freight, I think, can be commended. They've got a couple of truckies there who've done a sensational job for the community. Now, another one without notice. I had a phone call this morning from a listener who said a truck had lost, and I found it hard to believe, a aircraft engine. Now, I've also got a photo of this from Traffic Highway Patrol. It looks for all the world, Chief Inspector, like an aircraft engine. Is it an aircraft engine?
Well, when you look closely at the tarp on there, you'll see GE, General Electric, so it's every bit an aircraft engine that was no doubt on its way for a service. And luckily, the police on site have found a Melrose crane driving past,
mm.
And with the assistance of Millrose Cranes, we've been able to secure that engine. And as we speak, that engine's being secured back onto the float, and hopefully we can get that road open and the traffic moving in on Forest Road at Arncliffe. So certainly a very significant piece of assistance there from the crane company involved.
Well, how did well done to Melrose, but I'm just, how did the late later lose it? I mean, was it not secured properly or was accident? What happened?
Well, as you can imagine, Ray, we'll now activate the Joint Heavy Vehicle Task Force. The Traffic and Highway Patrol, working with the RMS, will investigate all aspects of what's happened today and probably pending further news tomorrow.
Okay. And congratulations. So Melrose Cranes, what, just happened to be passing by, and the coppers commandeered him, did they?
Very much so, and the crane operator involved has been good enough to pull up and assist us in getting that aircraft engine righted, and hopefully we'll have it back on the float and out of there very soon.
Well, I've seen by the phone number, I think they're from Western Sydney. In fact, I'm sure they are Melrose Cranes, 96241944. They need congratulations, melrosecranes.com.au. Well done to Melrose Cranes and well done to the operator. Congratulations to all. Thanks a lot, Phil.
Cheers.
That's the Chief Inspector of New South Wales Traffic Highway Patrol, Phil Brooks. So quite remarkable. And those truckies are to be commended for what they did. Sensational work by both the truckies.